Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sam Pamphilon.
Tom McCall.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
This week's castaway hails all the way from Washington, D.C. and is a man of many talents. Having originally been signed up to Food Tube by Jamie Oliver, he now presents his weekly show on the DJ Barbecue channel. He's probably best known and respected as the presenter of his Channel 5's television series, Rad. Is that said right?
Yeah, Rad, man. We won the channel the very first BAFTA.
I was about to inform.
Sorry.
And also Rad the Groms Tour.
Yeah.
Which one, yourself and Channel 5?
I was on the same table as Peppa Pig's producers.
Oh.
And we both won Channel 5, their very first BAFTAs that evening.
Bada
at
bing.
The Park Lane Hilton. I got so excited, I impregnated my ex-wife with our third child.
Hey!
And then 9 months later, we had a fight. I smoked something, a funny-smelling cigarette, and I delivered said child on our living room floor.
Whoa!
Yeah, with 999 on the phone telling me how to do it.
That is a
That's
tale.
Cool.
Yeah, can we cut that bit out about me smoking funny-smelling cigarettes? I'm Actually, sure don't worry can. About it. I don't give a shit.
Fair dues.
It's not like they're illegal.
No.
They're not,
they're just
right?
funny-smelling cigarettes.
Yeah. That's right.
They're the fake ones you use on stage.
They smell like clove.
Yeah.
Clove.
And you've got that bath in your loo, haven't you?
It was, but I moved house, and now it's in the kitchen.
Nice.
Good spot. It's not on the mantelpiece.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Macho Man Randy Savage is on the mantelpiece.
Of course he is.
With one of the original Discmans.
I knew we had a common WWF balance in our chi.
Don't you even get me started.
So I was in a charity shop in some village out in Oxfordshire, right? There was a 3-foot Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania. I said to the missus.
A real one?
A real
or
one.
Or a doll one?
A doll. It's not actually a dwarf Hulk Hogan.
It's a dwarf like Hulk.
You're coming with me, Hulk.
No. But, I think you're mistaken, sir. Come with me, Hogan.
So he now sits in our house.
You bought him?
Yeah, I got him. £3.
What?
And he puts his arm out and we rest the guitar on him.
Lovely.
Anyway,
we're still doing interest.
We are.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. I love wrestling.
Yes. So this week's castaway, his career in radio is no less impressive than his BAFTA award-winning TV career. His Kerrang radio evening show amassed a huge fan base, and his time at the station saw Kerrang win Station of the Year not once, but twice.
That's right.
Yep.
How'd you find all this stuff out?
Well.
Is it on my profile?
It's on my Wikipedia, because I'm a stalker. It's the only way I could get a Wikipedia page is by posting all your achievements.
His experience in radio broadcasting dates back to his first stint on air at London's XFM, and he's a regular DJ and host at major events such as Bestival, Ibiza Rocks Hotel, Tea in the Park, Reading Festival, V Festival, Download, and Sonosphere.
Well, that was kind of when I was doing just music. Now that I'm doing food, I do festivals where there's kids.
You're doing Bestival, aren't you, this summer?
I am going to do Bestival. I have said yes. I don't like doing festivals where everybody's on drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
No one cares about a 21-hour slow and low smoked pulled pork
sandwich. No, because the idea of putting that in your mouth is the worst possible
they just
thing
want,
in the world.
They just want chips.
Yeah. If you're in that condition, someone says, would you like some pulled pork? I would probably rather pull my tongue out.
That's it.
And waggle it at them going.
So I've DJed Bestival for years and I've done loads of stuff with Sam because they wanted like an actor comedian and they got an actor. I'm just kidding. You're a very funny guy, but looks aren't everything. So yeah, I'm going to go back to Bestival because they've told me who's headlining. I can't say the main headline yet.
Lord.
They've got a lot of good headliners, but I think they're saving one. Okay. So I can't really say yet, but that's why I said yes.
I hope it's five.
Dude, Slam Dunk the Funk is one of my go-to songs. That's how I met Jamie Oliver. So I was doing my mate's
wedding.
What are
the chances that five would be the inlet?
Yeah, five, man. Dude, I don't care what you say. Slam Dunk the Funk is a fucking good song, man.
It is.
Slam Dunk the Funk.
We were talking about it the other day, and we were saying that, the big guy was the rapper who was really wide.
Yeah,
like,
I'm the rapper.
Did we figure out what his name was? Was that Jay?
He was Jay, I think. And then there's
abs.
There's abs. Yeah. And then there's the pretty boy makeup man, Rich. And there was that guy that looks like an onion.
There's a guy that looks like an onion.
Yeah, onion
they
guy.
They need to come back, man. Yeah. I don't want to see five. I don't want to see solo projects. I don't want five again.
Why do five keep coming up in our podcast?
I don't know.
Because it's a good song.
It is. Anyway, should we finish off this interview?
Sorry.
Well, luckily on the page, it will say who we're interviewing this week.
Yes.
And who's coming, so he's our castaway.
Okay.
So if not, look at your phone.
Okay.
That's who it is. But we should still introduce him, because it's just fucking polite.
Yeah. So our castaway...
Who is it?
Oh, God only
who
knows.
Who is it?
Oh, gosh.
I wonder if it's a man or a woman. Yeah.
His reputation as a respected music broadcaster is equaled by his expertise and love of free sports. He has hosted Freeze on Channel 4, Red Bull X Fighters on Dave, the London Boat Show, and the Ski and Snowboard Show, just to name a few. This week's Castaway's talents also extend to the world of gaming. This is sickening. Absolutely sickening, your range of talents.
He's a polymath.
I did three games, man. Dirt 2, Dirt 3, Dirt Showdown, soundtrack, and main voice actor.
And weren't you one of
Lucy Griffiths from True Blood. I didn't pay attention to anything. I stared at Lucy doing her lines, man. Oh, it was awesome. She's the one that was going out with that Skarsgård guy, and they were like, True Blood went shit, you know?
Fair.
Anyway, keep going.
as if this wasn't sickening enough, our castaway went on to star in his first feature film, Chalet Girl. Alongside legends such as Bill Nighy and Brooke Shields. This week's castaway is, of course, Christian Stevenson, a.k.a. the DJ Barbecue.
Hello.
Woo! Oh, no one's ever put a V in front of the DJ
Barbecue. You are the DJ. Whenever you're DJing, you're the DJ.
It's Catertainment, man. No, I put two in the... I saw a hole in the market. I was DJing with the boy Sam and doing a bit of entertainment, and I was cooking, you know, barbecue, and I thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to create a whole area at a festival where people can either come for the music or the food, and they save for that other thing, and then they don't leave.
Yeah.
Destinations.
See, the thing is, you've really made that work, but to me, that sounds like the kind of idea I would have, and everyone would tell me I was being stupid.
Everybody told me I was stupid, and everybody keeps saying to me this day,
no, because I'm DJing and serving sandwiches, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, I've got a friend who is one of those people, everyone knows one, who has a different dream and a different job. My friend Grant, and he's an amazing guy, and he works with, like, promotions and does stuff. And then one day he just turned around and went, I'm getting a burger van. And he got a burger van, and I think he's still got it somewhere.
Yeah.
But he's not the burger van guy anymore. But he has those, like, he's like, that is what I'm doing. That is it.
That's expensive to just go and buy a burger van truck, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It ain't...
There's some overhead.
Catering sucks. It's hard work.
Yeah.
You know? How do you make it work then? Like, how does it? Because you're actually working like a restaurant. It's like you're a restaurant, or is the food part of the show?
The food is part of the show. My right hand man is a guy called T-Bone Chops.
That's the greatest name I've ever heard.
I'd love it if he was a vegan. Love it.
Chris Taylor. No, he ain't a vegan, man. He turned up with a four rib this big yesterday for my birthday.
Mm.
And his mother was Karen Taylor on Ready, Steady, Cook.
No
Great
way.
British Menu, MasterChef. So he is the guy behind the scenes on MasterChef, does all the work. So one of the smartest men going. Plus, he got his degree in engineering. So he built this crazy spit with a Land Rover winch system that we put a whole leg of cow on. It's called the top bit. We even put the rump on.
Yeah, I saw
on.
That.
And we just,
like, it's a leg
It's
of
a leg,
cow.
Leg of cow, and we do true roast beef. What do the French call you guys?
Roast beef.
There we go. So I thought I'd bring back true roast beef. You put beef in an oven and you call that roast beef? Screw you. That's baked beef. Do you want baked beef? Fuck no. You're not vegan, are you?
Mate.
Okay, good. There you are.
Oh,
you
God, that sounds so horrible.
You don't
baked
exactly.
Baked beef.
Yeah.
I don't want baked beef.
No one wants baked
it
beef.
It sounds like baked beans.
I barely want baked chicken, but baked beef
Oy.
Sounds anemic.
It does.
You wanted to get licked and kissed by fire.
Oh,
so we do that. Our big smoker. And then I hooked up a Renault. And they built me this crazy food truck called Truck Norris. And we've got speakers that come out
it's
with
insane.
Hydraulics. And we just kind of, you know, DJ.
How does that work? Do they sort of go, do you go to them and say, can you build me a truck which incorporates both music and the ability to roast a quarter of an entire cow at one go?
That's what you would think. I was actually, they built two vans for Jamie Oliver, and Jamie can't go to everything, so they would just send me. Hey, Christian, yeah. you want to go to South by Southwest? Why, sure.
Yeah.
Christian, you want to go to Athens for a YouTube conference? Jamie can't go? Sure. I'll do these things for Jamie. And they go, oh, Renault's having a, you know, early summer cookout for all their employees. You want to go to that? Sure. Anyway, I go there and I'm the van's ready with my demo, and I'm going to get some food and I'm getting barbecue at their caterers, and I'm in this queue of people, and this guy taps me on the shoulder and he goes, what do you think about the food tube truck over there that Renault did for Jamie Oliver? And I go, oh, it's great, man. You know, it's, we've got hot water.
Did he really sound like someone from Fargo?
North American.
Sounds fucking good.
I was from
the Renault, too.
I love a good South Dakota accent. That's where my dad's side of the family's from.
Oh, is it?
That's where I learned my barbecue. It's Fargo country. So it's funny you said that. So I go to the guy. I go, yeah, it's great. I go, listen, but don't tell anybody from Renault, even though everybody there was from Renault.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal it today because I really need a food truck. You know, just keep it on the hush. I'm going to nick it. And he goes, well, don't steal one. I'll build you one. Hi, I'm Cameron Ramirez, CEO of Renault Europe. And I go, sir, don't make me cry. Yeah. And he goes, no, seriously. He goes, I'm going to shake your hand. I shook Jamie Oliver's hand a year and a half ago, and I built him two trucks. I'm going to shake your hand now. I'm going to build you a truck. And I go, I don't want a truck. You were saying earlier, I want a truck that, you know, makes sound and, you know, shakes.
It's like a Pimp My Ride for someone who's mentally insane.
Pimp My Food Truck, racing them at Speed Machine, so Silverstone is going to host the World Rallycross Festival on the end of May, and they want to race food trucks.
Will people be cooking whilst it's racing?
So I did a video.
Pity the guy in the fish and chip truck.
That's the worst idea ever, best idea.
It's the greatest idea.
We drove past one.
Fish and chip trucks trying to cook fish and chips.
I was in Milton Keynes on Tuesday. We drove past, and Steve, my friend, said, that's a fish and chip truck. I've never seen a fish and chip truck in my entire life.
I see them every Tuesday at my old house next to the skate park I built.
Really?
And they do the best fish and chips I've ever had.
Really?
But I always worry about the oil splashing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I think they might stop and then cook the fish and chips.
Probably not on the move.
You're always thinking, dude.
That's what I do.
So dangerous. Yeah, but this is why you got all the tech stuff,
You'd have to empty the fryers. You couldn't just, like, put the top on the fryer, then drive off, because it would splash out.
Yeah. Or you could power your vehicle with biofuel.
Now we're talking.
Well, yeah, I suppose if you knew the CEO of Renault, you could do, hang on a minute, I want you to build me a fish and chip truck that runs on oil.
So he offered you a truck, and you said, no, I want you to build me a food music truck.
Yeah, a catertainment truck.
A catertainment.
Yeah. Called when you're joining up words? You're very good at joining words.
Malapropisms, like, you know, I wouldn't. Oh no, I do phrases that are wrong, like the world's your lobster.
Yeah,
I wouldn't eat that with a 10-foot barge pole. Just trying to get two things together that are wrong.
Sound right.
Radonculus, radonculus, even though donculus isn't really a real word, but I try to make up words. And it's funny. I'm not trying to plug the book, but there's a
plug away.
I've got a new book coming out in April called Fire Food. And during all the festivals this summer, during the weekdays, so you're there from like a Thursday to like a Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm writing the book or developing recipes. And you get a bit tired, and you know, you're drinking beers, and I wrote a red herring of a title. So this recipe is called Smoky, Tangy, Cheesy Meatball-y Sub Sandwich from Smoky Cheeseballville. And they actually left it in there. We love it. You got any
this,
more like
I
that?
Saw this. I saw this recipe a minute ago, and I was like, I want to have that.
Oh, that looks good.
Because
there's cheese coming out of that meatball.
Oh, stop.
And then I put more cheese on it.
Because where do you get a decent meatball sandwich? You can't go to Subway and get a decent meatball sandwich. Because that's tinned meatballs. We stayed in a place recently, and it was next to a Subway, and the entire hotel smelt. It's like someone had just mixed sugar and semen and spread it on bread. It was horrible. That is the Subway smell.
I'll take it.
Wow. Or sugar and bread. And depends what you're doing, really, at the time. What the third thing is.
Sugar and semen.
And all things nice. I don't know, is it a song?
Subway should be listening right now.
I'm sure
hopefully
they are.
Not suing.
That's how that guy lost all the weight from eating Subway. He's like, this tastes like cum.
And on that note, shall we...
Should we move on to our opening crisp gambit?
Let's crack a bag.
Let's crack a bag. So, Christian.
Yeah.
First of all, welcome to the island.
Yeah. Mm.
It's
you got a beautiful place here, East Croydon. I didn't think it could be that lovely.
Well, you say East Croydon, but it's obviously a tropical island that you're sat in.
Oh, we're on
a
beach.
You can call it whatever you want. It's definitely not East Croydon.
Put in some seagulls. Put in some seagulls.
Put some seagulls in.
Put some, put a bit of shore washing.
Get a seal in there.
For freshness.
For freshness. We've got Seal for freshness. That's her name.
Seal for freshness.
Yeah.
She's a beaut.
You said that, and I've just remembered why she's called for freshness.
Why would she? Yeah,
Seal for freshness. I'd forgotten why. I was like, why have we got this like Southern Belle seal? Hang on. Hello, I'm for freshness. Who? Why is that there? Anyway, so let's get on with the first bag. What's it going to be? Doesn't have to be in order of importance.
Okay, we're going to go with McCoy's, because that's I just want that tang of the vinegar.
What flavor is it?
Salt and vinegar ridges McCoy's.
Oh my okay. goodness.
Let's open a couple up.
These are popular, man.
Dude, this is easily one of my favorite crisps.
Yeah.
Have we someone put this picked this before?
No.
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 We've had similar. No. Oh yeah, we've had the flame steak McCoy's come in.
Roast beef or flaming steak.
They're good. Here we go.
So these are great.
I always feel weird with the ones that are flavored like that, because I just think there's lots of MSG in there, which is okay.
There are in the McCoy's, there is MSG.
Yeah. And what's the best episode of Seinfeld when they're ordering Chinese food and Kramer's behind them, extra MSG. Like, he wants extra MSG.
Yeah. I want it to be tasty.
A friend of mine, Tim Warwood, who's hosting the Olympics.
Right.
I think his Uncle Ron, he always has stories about Uncle Ron, inspects potato crisp factories for cleanliness, and he has the hygiene ratings. And he said Walker's phenomenal. Like, you know, you could eat off anything in there. But he goes, McCoy's, they're lucky that they're still in business. And then when I bite into them, I always get these kind of gritty bits. And I don't know if it's just the salt or some sand or just
fingernails. You
know, yeah.
Just some heinosity. Yeah.
Pure heinosity.
Pure heinosity.
Yeah, because it's
but
like...
But it's good, heinosity.
That's the thing, though. It's like a kebab in a way, isn't it? You're like, I don't want to know how bad it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it in my mouth.
You always know when you get the kebab how drunk you are. Because if you're not that drunk, you're like, could you really, really grill it?
Yeah.
Could I have it really, like, really crispy?
Oh, no, not that bit.
No, just push it, make it go next to the fire. And then when you're drunk and the guy's just, like, getting out that paddling pool, you're like, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh,
that's fine.
Yeah.
I love those bits. While.
I think the last kebab I had was with you in Birmingham.
Oh, God, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I've had one since.
I think my last kebab was with you, Sam.
I am noticing a pattern, though.
What's that?
We got chicken last night. Dirty chicken.
Where's
you got
chicken burger?
Where'd you get dirty
from
chicken?
From a Morley's.
Morley's rules, dude! Don't ever diss the Morley's. Have you seen the new Nike ad? They got Morley's in there.
Yeah, that is one. Sick, isn't it depend on the Morley's?
Well,
the wings aren't crispy. The wings are just like...
Thornton Heath got, what, 4.3 in Chicken Connoisseur? And the one in Sydney is pretty solid. Yeah, he rates the one in Thornton Heath.
Oh, shit, I might check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. What are we talking about? Smallies. Yeah, I had a burger.
It's the best, man.
I had a burger last night called...
You know what it says on the sign? It's the best.
Yeah, it says, just tastes better.
Just tastes better. There's two signs.
Yeah.
There's
a couple. The good thing about Southeast London, it's like a microcosm of capitalism, is that other people try to rip off Morley's. Morley's, a brand that no one outside of Crystal Palace...
Southeast London knows it.
No one knows.
Everybody's ripping it off.
No one... Yeah, so there's a place near me called Marley's.
Yeah.
And he goes, tastes real good. Underneath, something like that. And then people are going in there going...
They changed the tagline, and it's not Morley's. My kids are first on it. That's not a Morley's, Dad. They've kept the old sign. They put a new sign on there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now in Bristol, they've got a place which, when I lived in Bristol, when I grew up there, I thought was nationwide, just in Bristol. But it's fucking brilliant, Miss Millie's. So anyone listening in Bristol, Miss Millie's.
Fair dues. We got a KCF by Argaff,
Kentucky Chicken Fried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I thought their answer to the debacle when they didn't have any chicken was pretty damn good.
That was good.
The FCK,
wasn't it?
Yeah, FCK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. A little self-deprecating. Yeah, we hold our hands up. We fucked up.
Yeah. Someone like, there's a guy that woke up one morning and was like,
I got this.
Did I order the chicken? Oh, you're fucking joking. I didn't order the 60 million metric tons of chicken.
The one-legged chicken.
And he's looking at his hand. He's like, it rubbed off a bit. It rubbed off a bit.
But you hear the guy that made 400 quid in one day? He had a buddy working at one of the only KFCs that had chicken, and he bought 4 bargain buckets off his buddy, you know, for a tenner each, and then put them on eBay, or no, put them on Facebook.
Like 100 quid.
100 quid a pop. And
Because
they were selling everything. He was like, one guy sold a little container full of the gravy for 20 squid.
That's good gravy.
It is good gravy.
I mean, it's not good gravy.
It works.
Yeah.
So this must have all been cold as well, right? And they can heat it up. Like some chicken you can heat up, you pay £100 for.
They were throwing money at him. He had no problem. People had no problem giving him 100 quid for chicken.
Those people
go to Morley's.
They need to reevaluate things, man.
Morley's is fine.
How does it get to the point where you're like, I
gotta have that chicken.
I bet you Trump could have come over and helped us, because that's something he understands.
He knows KFC.
The one crisis he can help with is our chicken crisis. Yeah. You see him throwing buckets of chicken at us, you know, like
basketball style
in Puerto Rico. Yeah. I got this. Yeah. I got you. I understand your pain.
Boneless boxed. Whoa. Oh, thank you.
I used to work with this South African guy. He spoke Afrikaans.
Oh, God, I remember this guy.
And we went for KFC, and he got himself a bargain bucket. And he was on the phone to his missus, speaking in Afrikaans. I'm going to be terribly...
It's okay. He was racist, white.
But he was going, talking in his Afrikaans. Couldn't understand what he was saying. Until he went, fucking bargain bucket! KFC, it transcends all language. People. Yes.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, KFC, and taxi.
And there wasn't any fat on him. He was just a big guy.
He was a lump.
He was like a traditional big person in the sense that, like, he wasn't working out. He wasn't like muscles sticking out everywhere. He was just a big square shape.
Mm.
Right.
A brick shit house. A brick wall.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, a wall. This is a great choice.
Solid. A reliable choice.
Thank you.
You'll never get a bad pack of them.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Well, it depends on how their inspections go. Clean.
I mean, sometimes there's a mouse in it.
Yeah, a little bit gritty.
Yeah. I'll forgive a mouse so long as there's a good flavour coverage.
Yeah, if the mouse is dusted evenly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take
things
it.
Things are good.
Yeah, get some more bits.
There's one more. And then we'll move on to our second choice.
I've got no qualms with this. I love salt and vinegar crisps. Mm. McCoy's, I grew into them. I used to think they weren't as good as others. But
you like them in the fridge, don't you?
Do you make your crisps cold?
For some reason, it makes the salt and vinegar pop. Trust, believe, church.
He's not lying.
What's your favourite crisp, Sam?
Right now, this one. I would actually say something I'm really hankering for. McCoy's have brought out a new salt and vinegar. Now, these are cut from potato.
Right.
But they've got a new salt and vinegar ridge crisp, which is cut from reconstituted potato. So it's like a frisp, if you remember frisps.
Mm.
And they are...
I don't know what
it's McCoy's are. Chip Shop salt and vinegar. And they are off the hook.
Okay.
Amazing.
It's called a frisp?
No. It's called a McCoy's Chip Shop salt and vinegar.
Chips, salt,
you can only get them in multi-packs and big bags.
All right.
If you get a big bag, they're going down.
Let's get them in.
Thanks for that.
That's all right, man.
What about you, dude?
Well, we actually did an episode where we picked our three. My three were scampi fries.
Okay.
T-bone steak roysters.
Ooh.
And what was my other one?
Space
Raiders. Yeah.
Space Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Remember them?
Nope. I'm not from here.
They used to be 10p a pack, little pickled onion numbers.
Yeah.
They're now really 20p good. A pack, which is a travesty.
Oh, so, yeah.
You recognize that?
Some guy at Meatopia did a burger and he crunched up them in there. I did that with Frazzles.
Oh!
They're vegan Frazzles.
They are.
The bacon flavored Frazzles are vegan.
Really? Yeah. That'd be great, because that'd be a way of keeping the bacon flavour, but without losing the crispiness.
Woo!
Brilliant.
There it is. Talking of bacon, I have to bring this up. I saw your quad burger on...
I forgot to put the bacon in.
You did, but still, this, like, you're trying to kill people, man. Yeah. This thing was this big. That did you, like...
No, I mean, I went for it, but it's a bit big. Once I got the bacon back in after I built it, it looked gorgeous. You know,
all the
cheese dripping down. I had two cheeses between each patty.
Multi-cheese.
And then I'm like, and I made this gorgeous bacon. Forgot to put it in. Oh, I went back and did it later. Anyway, I fed my family for a week with that burger.
Really?
Just that night and the next morning.
Yeah, you could turn it into a spaghetti bolognese.
There we go.
There you go.
Beautiful thing.
Well, I've got a barbecue spag bowl in there.
Do
where
you?
I smoke the chuck shoulder.
Lovely.
And then mince it up.
Yes.
And then make the bolognese sauce with that.
Brilliant.
With some smoked, double smoked garlic.
Oh, make that for me.
Well, come over.
I will.
You're my neighbor, man. Come over and I'll cook for you. My whole backyard is just covered in cookers, man.
You're going to regret saying that.
I'm not regretting nothing, man.
Where are we going with number two then, Christian?
This is, when I go to the petrol stations, or as we call them, gas stations in America, over here...
It's not gas though, is it? Because it's a liquid.
We call it gas. I do call it petrol now. There's two crisps I always go for, but they're always a bit overpriced in the petrol stations. Like these things, these McCoys can go for like £1.09?
It's ridiculous.
I think it's just too much.
I mean, man should avoid the petrol station when
for
it comes
crisps.
To crisps.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
help it, man.
And don't ever buy them in WH Smith either.
Mm. Yeah, there's
like, you know, when someone says you buy a bottle of water and it costs you like £2.50, and they're like, well, if you buy a Daily Telegraph, you're like, I'm not fucking buying a Daily Telegraph. Would you like a giant mini milk, like giant dairy milk? It's like, what? I came in for gum.
Yeah, I wanted gum. And that's overpriced.
It's £1.
Fuck WH Smith.
I fucking hate those guys.
Okay.
Just got an email from WH Smith today. They were interested in sponsoring the podcast.
No!
No.
Love WH Smith. Don't they're so the great. Village?
They're
I love
amazing.
That village.
They've got so many magazines.
Yes. They're so fairly priced.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought some headphones from there once.
Did you?
And were they good headphones? You're still using them, aren't you?
They got eaten by one of my children.
Oh, your kids, they're that hungry that they eat
They like putting the headphones on and then making the leads not go to the, you know, they're dicks, you know what I mean.
All right, that'll be
so what we got coming?
To poo. So my favorite crisp, I think, in the world is this one. It's the kettle chips, is it cracked black peppercorn?
We got it.
Sea salt and black peppercorn. This is it for me, because I love pepper. Freshly cracked pepper can have a little tiny hit of spice, and...
Oh, no.
I like how you bought three packs of the McCoys for
these
us.
These are expensive.
But you only bought two of these to split between
Mate,
four.
I almost bought just one, because I know what the sentiment was going to be after we started eating them.
Okay. Do you know what, Christian? I was really getting to like you for a while there. And then you pull out the posh crisps.
I'm so sorry.
I have an issue with posh crisps. Let me taste it. I'm judging a book before I eat it.
You haven't had it yet?
Well,
just as I want a Christian. Don't judge a book before you eat it.
So here we go. I've never actually had these, but I have an immediate aversion to posh crisps. Let's see.
These are fancy.
Mm. That black peppercorn is quite special.
Yep, it's got a little pop.
It's got a little pop.
Do you know what? I hate it when people put, like, and they say the flavour is salt and pepper. I'm like, I wouldn't go to a restaurant and they would say, well, what's dinner? I'm like, do you like salt and pepper? It's like, no, that's standard.
So it's on steaks, though. That's all you want to put on a steak.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with beef, man.
Do you know what? I get angry at kettle chips sometimes because I think they're too crunchy.
These
are quite nice. I don't think I'd buy them.
Okay.
But at a party.
You get those little air bubble ones, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
So a bunch of my hippie friends in Benedict's, my friend Carta, who lives on a 1957 minesweeper on the Thames, his mom and dad grew up in Oregon and they were roasting nuts and making oils, doing all the hippie stuff. And they just said all the crisps in America were crap.
Which they are, a lot of them.
Lay's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lay's, and I hope they're not trying to sponsor this thing either.
Oh, they aren't.
Anyway, they started making these, and the hard problem they were having was storing them. because they would put them in the foil kind of bags, and they would leave them for a couple of days and come back and just be this oily mess.
Yeah.
And they told me, I went over there to film Rad when we won the BAFTA. Yeah. Carter looked after me. His mom and dad broke up after they made millions. Dad still does it. Mom now blows glass on an island off Vancouver. So she told me, you know, this, we had all these problems, but one of the keys was you need a really sharp blade to cut through the potatoes, because if it's not sharp,
you leave a little fragments.
They get little pores, yeah, and they soak up the oil. So it's going to be a really clean cut.
Yeah.
And that's how they get that really good crisp.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so they worked on it. And the reason they shot here really well, small island. They don't travel really well back in the early days. So right, they had the Pacific Northwest rocking, and then they came to England. And that's why they blew up here, like, you know, really quickly, almost before they really blew up in America. They were kind of like a localized crisp.
Yeah, yeah.
In
the, I mean, in my head, I just think kettle chips are English.
Yeah, yeah. I presume they were too.
No, it's a bunch of hippies in Portland.
Wow.
Or Bend.
Do you know what? Looking on the inside of the foil bag, there is more grease on the inside of the bag than you would get, say, with a Walker's crisp.
No way. Come on, look at that. No.
That's McCoy's. I mean, that's not grease. That's, that's sweat and
monkey dung.
Monkey dung.
I know you guys are...
I'm not going to disparage the company.
Averse to... Posh Crisps, but apart from it being a bit crunchy, which I thought was a good prerequisite.
No, it is, it is.
I guess Walkers are kind of like flimsy with their crunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They break down real easy.
You can shovel Walkers.
But you get sick sometimes if you do too much shoveling.
Yeah,
like
I know.
You just do one at a time and you enjoy the flavor.
That's true.
You suck it in like a pickle.
You just have a couple.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a restrained crisp.
It's a yeah.
Do you know what? If I had a bag of plain or the lightly salted or these kettle chips in my house, I wouldn't throw them away. I'm not a psychopath.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't open them until I had some hummus.
Christian,
I wasn't.
Please introduce.
I'm American and I love tortilla chips.
Boom.
Because they're great with pico de gallo and guacamole and hummus. They're great dipping crisp.
They're the king of dips. Chips.
They're the king. If you want to feel posh, I go blue corn. They have a great flavor, but just the, I don't want flavored ones. My kids all want the cool ranch, but then I feel like I'm being MSG to death. Mm. But just give me a lightly salted tortilla chip. This one I hear you got. It's from the co-op. Other tortilla chips are available from other supermarkets.
But so co-op are best.
Well, they're okay, but they turned my local pub into a co-op.
Oh, no.
And I fought it. I basically fought the co-op for a good year.
What pub is that?
It was the ship in, it was like a 17th century pub in my local village in Cookfield, West Sussex, where I used to live. They came in, someone else came in to buy it, turned into a family pub. And then we found out last second they were going to turn into a co-op.
Oh, no.
And it was right next to the village mom and pop store, you know, that the two ladies lived at, and they sold local produce. So I went on, you know, BBC Sussex, and I made the front cover of the Mid-Sussex Times. So my first protest, we already had a co-op in the heart of the village. They wanted to move it to where I live, into a pub. So on Remembrance Day, we had a lot of people in the village, you know, going to the church. We took all those people, we went to the local pub, bought pints, and we turned the co-op into a pub.
Yeah,
we did a drinking.
That is glorious.
Nice one.
Thanks, man.
Didn't work though, did
didn't
it?
Work, no.
So, I love tortilla chips.
Yeah.
But I love them with a dip.
Mm.
I mean, that is their natural home. That is what they're, it's sort of what they're for. Do you eat these plain?
I do eat these plain, but I prefer them with like a homemade pico de gallo or even the cheap salsas you buy, the Doritos home brand one.
I like Doritos salsa.
It works, man.
It works.
Yeah. Old El Paso salsas, they're fine. I prefer to make it.
Yeah.
Although I went to Bredo's Tacos today, and man, they had like four different salsas. They do one where they put all the ingredients in the salsas right in the coals. I call it like a salsa negra, like a dirty salsa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you cook them right in the coals, and they made some of those, and they did a tomatillo salsa using tomatillos, and they had them all. And I was there with the owner, so that was good.
What's this place?
Bredo's on Kingly Street. They got one over in...
What's Kingly? Kingly's...
Clark and Well, in Soho, right off...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carnaby Street.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one over. Yeah. So they just opened up a new place, Killer Tacos. They had a fried chicken taco, too, almost like KFC taco. That was killer.
That'd be amazing.
Baja taco, really good. Pulled lamb shoulder, that was super good. All with different salsas.
Yeah.
And they hand make the best tortillas you've ever had. Because that's how this was invented. It was basically, the tortilla chip is day old or 2 day old tortillas. And you know, when it goes a bit stale, they would just deep fry them. And so they kept them going.
Nice.
Yeah, and they do the best ones.
Yeah, I like, which I never thought I would, the Doritos hint of lime.
Ooh, mother.
I like the hint of lime.
Really?
So sophisticated. That's,
that, I disagree.
I don't like that I do, but I do.
I like them.
I like it. Really? Yeah. Also, what is cool original flavor? What is that?
Ranch.
Mm. Is it ranch?
It's ranch. We, you guys call it, because you guys don't do ranch over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's like a buttermilk ranch. Kind of...
Yeah.
Cool ranch. Thousand Island dressing kind of... What is it? Imagine make ranch.
Thousand Island, isn't that more like...
Well, maybe it's not Thousand Island.
No, but... Ranch
is ketchup. Is it like a... Isn't it? That's burger sauce. It's Thousand Island.
Yeah.
With gherkins.
Mm. What's its flavour though?
Garlic paste, mayonnaise, sour cream, parsley, dill, chives, Worcester sauce, black pepper, vinegar, paprika, cayenne, and hot sauce.
It sounds good.
Umami, man. Worcester sauce has got umami.
Yeah. If you're using Frank's Red Hot as well in there, that's nice.
Oh, man. Good call. Do you know how umami really kind of, one of the oldest versions of umami, that's like the flavour that all chefs want to get. You know, it's kind of a bit of
intense savouriness.
Savory and a bit of, it's got everything in there. One of the kings in France, I forget which century this was, imposed a salt tax. You know, they always want to tax and they get money. So chefs started flavoring their meat with different things. So they started rubbing lamb with anchovies. And that's how they started seeing anchovies put into the lambskin. Because they're just avoiding the salt tax. And of course, anchovies are famous for giving you that umami flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's anchovies in Worcester sauce.
Mm. Yeah.
But then there's Henderson's relish, right? Henderson's do that. And that's good as well. I don't think there's... anchovies.
Wasn't Worcester sauce found by mistake?
Really?
So they were packing and salting anchovies in drums, in like barrels, as they used to. And I think I can't remember the exact story, but anyway, some guy took over a ship or took over a building and they found all these barreled anchovies and a liquor had formed at the bottom and he tried it and that was Worcester sauce. But a lot of vegetarians and a lot of vegans, I think not so much vegans, but a lot of vegetarians will have they'll have Worcester sauce and stuff.
I mean,
they don't know that it's basically just dead fish jizz. It is. It's just...
Why is isn't that what's in a wine gum? Is wolf jizz?
Wolf jizz?
In a wine gum?
That's what I heard. It's like some kind of coyote or wolf or some kind of jizz is in a wine gum. That's why I don't eat wine gums. Because I heard
wolf, I thought it was hooves.
Wolf hooves?
I think wolves have hooves.
Is that the gelatin you get from the gelatin. Wolf hoof?
Well, like a Percy pig. The main ingredient in Percy pig is pig.
There's pig in that?
Pork gelatin. It's the number one ingredient.
I bet you it's pig jizz.
I think it's pig jizz.
Hope this my is mom a jizz, to this.
A jizz heavy episode, isn't
it's
it?
It's very jizzy.
Sorry jizz about talk. That.
So, Tommy, where do you stand on the tortilla?
I mean, it's an undeniable pairing crisp for me. It all depends on whether or not we're going to allow you a dip, Christian.
Oh.
And guess what?
Oh my God!
This is your lucky day. You're allowed a dip.
I get a dip.
You get a dip. One dip.
The ladies pit, the women fight for my delights. I'm the grand master of the three MCs. I shock the house and the young ladies when I come inside and to the front. I do the freak and I do the bump. You really got me a dip?
No, we haven't got it here. But
you get a dip upon our island.
Okay, cool.
It's like your luxury item.
Do I get it forever?
Yeah. Forever. Endless.
You get all three crisps forever.
And pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
Now tell us, what is a pico de gallo?
Pico de gallo is chopped tomatoes. Plum work really well, but you know, seasonal tomatoes. Chopped red onion, coriander, and lime juice.
Simple.
And then you can also put maybe some chili.
So that's
in there.
Like a really basic salsa.
It's that pico de gallo is salsa.
Yeah.
Same thing. But they call it pico de gallo. And it's like you have salt and pepper on your table every time you go to eat. You know, you go to South America, there'll be pico de gallo there.
Yeah.
I grew up in Iowa. My parents, we had corn every single night on the table because it's corn country.
Yeah.
And then what was the snack at night? Popcorn.
So you said what, like sweet corn?
It was sweet corn. Yeah. We would have sweet corn there. My dad, he grew up in America. After he joined the Navy, he was picking up astronauts when they were like orbiting the Earth.
Oh my God.
And they would splash down. Gemini 11, my dad was officer on deck calling the shots.
No.
The Silver Queen is our famous corn over there. So, you know, I'm kind of like a corn guy. That's why I like the blue corn.
You're a connoisseur.
Man, I like how you do. You should do podcasts.
Have you ever tried you ever tried Green Giant? Well, I'm just putting that out there. It's a very delicious corn. Hang on, what's that in the distance?
Oh, I don't have to do the noise.
No, we can put them in post. Bless you, they're trying.
What is it? What is it upon us?
It's, oh God, it's White Lightning. Oh, it's Steven Seagal.
Steven
Seagal, what's he got for us?
Oh. So Christian, now you've given us your three.
Bye, Steven.
Bye, Steven.
You've got a Seagal that brings you crisps. Yeah. Whatever mine are shit, my choices are shit.
Well, he brings us abroad crisps.
Foreign crisps.
Foreign crisps, abroad crisps. Crisps you don't normally see.
Oh.
In London.
And all right, so we're going to give you the opportunity to sample the abroad crisp. And if you choose, you can swap it in for one of yours. No one yet has.
Oh.
No. So what have we got this week?
Is this a Polish crisp or something?
I don't know. These are made by Lorenz Snack World, which rings a bell, and they're paprika flavour.
Okay, can I say that we have a couple kind of worldly supermarkets where I live. There's one called Istanbul, there's one called PFC, and they got the best ingredients for cooking.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff you can't find, you know, Turkish, Persian, you know, Caribbean, they've got it. My kids love going there because everything's foreign, and they just want to try different drinks from different countries and different crisps from different countries. So we love trying mystery crisps.
Abroad crisps.
Well, here we are.
What do you guys call them?
Well, Tom calls them foreign crisps. I call them abroad crisps.
Abroad crisps. Yeah, we just call them...
Because like when you're abroad, you buy them, you're like, oh, these are right. So I've opened those so badly.
Dude, my mom would be spanking you right
now.
You'd
be mother.
For how bad.
All right, let's get into these.
Are these paprika?
I've got relatively high hopes for these.
They're a bit like deconstructed McCoys. It's like someone's taking...
Ridge by ridge.
Yeah, ridge by ridge.
Deconstructed McCoy, that was very Nigella Lawson of you.
Yeah.
I did one of her deconstructed cheesecakes once. Just a mess.
Yeah, I'd like to reconstruct it.
Oh.
They have a similar crunch to a McCoy. They're a bit more oily. But
they're not particularly salt. There isn't a huge salt hit.
But there's a good paprika hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's decent.
These are the best foreign crisps we've had so far, in my opinion.
Dude,
they're a bit fiddly.
Oh, really fiddly.
I don't like fiddly.
Yeah, I like fiddly.
The problem is you're going to drop them on your couch, if it's a couch on my desert island desk, and then you're going to get ants. And this is the main culprit, these little sticky things. You get them in Portugal, a lot of these kind of sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to watch out for the ants.
I don't think these are crisps that you eat with your hand. I think these are pourers. They're drinkers. You cut the bag, you
put them on your hot dog. You see food stalls.
Oh, my God, I've just realized. There's a burger place near a burger van near me, and it's in Crystal Palace called the. I keep forgetting the name.
I've seen it.
Yeah, and it's really good. Mm. I will say their name or put a link on it when this episode goes out. And they do a South American burger, and it's like a massive, really lovely patty, really really juicy, cheese, chimichurri, ooh, pickled onions, and then they stick all these straw fries on top.
Yep.
In the British bun, and it's delicious. Texture wise, it's so good.
Ooh,
really works.
It's funny, the first time I ever had a hula hoop was in 1994, and I went to Ilford. I just finished my very first snowboard film called Blindside, and one of the bands on there was called Swerve Driver.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved Swerve Driver.
Aren't they back?
Well, Adam's still, they kind of been doing some things together.
I think they've really, is it?
They've done a new album
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love all that shoegaze stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, it was Marianne Hobbs who coined the phrase shoegaze. My neighbor when I was living in Kentish Town.
Really?
Loved Marianne Hobbs.
Ah.
She took over for Sean Keaveney last week. Love her. Yeah, she was the godfather of dubstep, wasn't she? Anyway.
Was she?
She's godmother of dubstep. She kind of, you know, brought that scene into the world. And then it weirdly died off.
The underlay to the cultural carpet.
I have no idea what I was talking about.
Everyone's going for those. Everyone's really going.
I still want Tom to refill my hand a little bit.
Okay. So, Christian, are they in with the shout?
Man.
The paprika pom sticks?
Who do I replace them with?
Well, this is for you to consider.
I can't lose the McCoys.
You don't have to replace. I don't know how these are going to work with a pico de gallo dip.
No, thing is, you've given me a dip for life on the island, so I'm going to have to keep my tortilla chips.
So I can have pico de gallo.
Plus, think of the nutrients I'm getting off of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Tomatoes got lysine, that just cleans out your willy.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Man, the Italians, man, they live a good long life. All those damn tomatoes.
Really clean penis.
Women, cranberry juice, cleaning out that thing. We, tomatoes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I love tomatoes.
Yeah, they clean out your dick. Anyway, but there's paprika, you know, that's a good flavor. So I might swap these in for my posh crisps.
Oh, my
big,
God. But you know the
things.
But you know the people who started that.
Yeah, but I can always call them. Maybe they can bring some in a helicopter or something.
That's, yeah, the rules are pretty lax.
Instead of doing send nudes, I'll say send kettle chip black belt or SOS, which I should be saying.
So you're actually going to swap out for the pom sticks?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the what do you call them again?
Palm sticks.
Palm sticks.
That's big. Yeah, big things.
I'm getting rid of, and I thought I would never get rid of kettle chips because they are my favorite. But I felt, you know, I'm living on an island. I don't want to be all posh. You know, no. I want to talk to a basketball with some coconut hair on it.
And palm sticks could be like, you could have a lot of fun with them. I don't know.
We could play Kaplunk.
You could play Kaplunk with them.
You could play Kaplunk.
Oh, that's the thing with the
yeah, sticks. We could
play Kerplunk.
You could build stuff out of it, yeah.
Because last week, our foreign crisps were these terrifying pizza ball things.
Oh, they were awful.
If Ed had kept them, we could have had a serious game of Kerplunk.
We could have done.
Oh, well, maybe we should consider this for future episodes. We should try and lure people into choosing the foreign crisp because of its game type quality.
Then what it could do to the island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I would have gone with Cheetos because I like the way they turn your fingers orange and then I like licking my fingers afterwards. Mm. They get that big cake of orange. Mm. And then Bugles. Remember Bugles?
Yes.
They're new. They're out here now. They're new. We've not had them before.
They've been very strong on the continent for some time.
Have they?
But they're so good because you have like little hats on your fingers and you eat your fingers' hats.
That's nice.
That's what, for me, Monster Munch always was as a kid. No, for me, it was Monster Munch. I'd stick the Monster Munch on like that and then eat the things of the Monster Munch. Yeah. And then I've got little Monster Munch rings.
I like onion rings. Golden Wonder had a really good onion. They're called, not Funyuns, are they called Funyuns?
We have Funyuns in the States.
I think they were the version, they were called Funyuns over here.
Yeah, the little rings for your fingers you can eat.
Yeah.
It's all about eating ornamental stuff on your fingers.
Either a slightly smaller.
A hat or a Funyun.
What's a Funyun?
Funyon.
No, type in Golden Wonder onion rings.
They taste like air.
Yeah, but they're really, really Moorish.
They are. I love that word.
Moorish.
Yeah.
Can't stop saying it.
I didn't know the word Moorish until I got over here.
The other thing you get to take away with you on the island when you come and live with us.
You keep giving more and more, and I didn't give you guys anything.
You brought your force of personality.
Yeah.
And if you die...
You're being charitable right now.
And if you die, you're meat.
Okay.
Because crisps is going to get boring.
Well, they reckon we taste like a pig. That's why they call us long pigs. That's where the band got the name.
Mm.
We taste like pork.
I'd eat human if I was stuck on an island. If one of us goes... Actually, we kind of want you to stay alive because you'd be quite good at the cooking.
There we go.
Who are we going to eat?
His leg.
Let's eat Sam. Yep. Yeah.
Maybe I'll lose a limb and I can live and we'll just...
Just learn to fish and trap other animals and eat all the crisps we have with the big thing of pico de gallo I got sitting there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's starting to sound like a party.
With our new palm sticks, we could create one of those those traps. You know, you'd offer mate with
like
sticks.
A lattice trap.
Exactly. And then
we could catch them with armadillos or
beetles. Deep fried ants.
So your last thing you get to take away is a drink. Now, it can't be an alcoholic drink, I'm afraid.
Okay.
But you're allowed a pop or a juice or a water or whatever it is. But that is your drink for life.
It comes as Diet Coke as standard.
Yeah, if you can't decide it's a Diet Coke.
It's got Diet Coke as standard on the island.
Oh, yeah.
But you can change that.
I'm not drinking Diet Coke.
Good.
Just to say there is a fresh water source already on the island.
So I'm allowed to have water because I think that's... Already, so I'm just thinking of, you know... sustaining life.
Yeah.
You're like, well, and any kind of medicine that may mean you die if you don't have.
Okay, wow. We got a medicine. I'm going to go with the black water of capitalism. The black doctor is going to be a nice ice cold can of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it, man. Mm-hmm. So it goes really good with the pizza that I can't have. It's going to go really good with these foreign paprika sticks. And the McCoy's in a can of Coke, man. Yeah. That's all I need for breakfast.
Doesn't Coke make your teeth a bit sticks, like squeaky?
Who cares, man?
Oh, yeah.
Who am I trying to hook up with? Is there anybody else on there other than me?
No.
There's a couple of people.
Is there any girls?
Oh, there's a girl.
Oh.
Actually, do you know what? Let's be honest.
My teeth.
After sort of 6 months or so, we're all fucking, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's prison. For freshness, the seal. She's got a blowhole.
You
do they have blowholes?
Sacha.
Do seals have blowholes?
Have you ever seen...
they got mouths.
The episode.
How do they breathe?
Family Guy, when Chris S. is dead... They're at SeaWorld. Dad, you know, asks Peter Griffin, what's a whale's blowhole for? And Peter Griffin goes, well, son, I can tell you what it's not for, and that's why we can never go back to SeaWorld.
You can't
it's
beat
my
it.
My favorite Family Guy
line. Can't beat it.
They are glorious. Because they're very muscular, the blowhole. because it has
good
to
times, man.
You know, you think about it; it has to be able to snap so tight that it can stop air getting through, and also it has to be so strong that it can thrust water into the air.
Yeah, you're
I'm thinking about it now.
I'm pitching the tent. I got a chub.
Yeah,
man.
I think I want to ride a dolphin lengthways.
Woo! Dolphin sex. Isn't it that dolphins are the only mammal that have sex for pleasure?
Yeah,
yeah. I think they masturbate as well. I think I made that up.
How
I'm not
do they
sure.
do that?
I don't know.
They don't. They
I'm
might.
Pretty sure there's quite a few chimps that have sex for pleasure.
I don't know. I've heard that it's just
we
the dolphins.
We have sex for pleasure. We have
yeah, just us and dolphins.
Is it really?
Have a little googs. See what happens.
There are some animals. Are any animals masturbate?
Do you know that butterflies taste with their feet?
That's big.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was at Jimmy, Jimmy.
That's why they won't land
Jimmy
on me.
Jimmy Oliver's buddy.
Yeah, Jimmy's farm guy.
He's a doctor of entomology.
Whoa.
Is that where words come from? That's entomology.
Insects.
Is he?
He's an insect. He's smart, man. He's a qualified zoologist, and he's a doctor of entomology, and he's always throwing crazy random insect facts at you. He told me a really crazy story. We're out in Verbier snowboarding. And we were drinking one night, and hope Jimmy doesn't mind me telling this story. He said to me, I got this idea where I want to do an experiment with small people. So so he wants to take...
Doesn't sound like it's contentious at all.
A small... he's having a bit of fun here. So he wants to raise all these tiny small people babies. And then he needs to find... He said, we need a good island.
So far, he's like Hitler. I mean, this sounds like...
Yeah, okay. So he basically wants to wipe out the Isle of Wight. Just get rid of it. Decimate it, start from scratch, and just introduce all these tiny, small people children. And he's really good at crossbreeding. So he crossbreeds, cows, so he can make mini Dexter cows. You know, you've already got the mini Shetland ponies. You know, you can make everything, you can crossbreed everything to be really small.
I see where he's got.
So he basically gives all, the only thing he can't really control are the albatross, but maybe they can stay off the island and, kind of takes them off. And I'm listening, this is a really good idea, even though it's a bit weird. He goes, we're going to let them, go for about 20 years, and grow up, and everything's relative, everything's small, just proportionate.
Yeah.
Apart from the albatrosses and seagulls, they can
be
like quite.
Dragons.
Exactly. A good dragon. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, I see where you're going. So you, me, Christian, in 20 years, we're gonna go over there on a Viking ship. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, we're gonna surprise them. We're gonna be giants. And he's like, we're gonna go over there, you and me, we're gonna kill them all. I'm sitting there with my drink and I'm like, oh. I wasn't really expecting.
I don't see why he would mind that story at all. I think
because they might have a lot of them. We might need about 9 more people and some pit bulls, But maybe 9 of us can go and kill them all. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We're just gonna kill them all.
So it was
that's his experiment.
I like it.
It's a bit morbid.
You went from the insect thing. I was like, where is insects? Because I thought you were gonna say that he's gonna find the smallest small person. And the other smaller, small person, and then to keep interbreeding small people till they got smaller, 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 until they're the size of insects, and then
Damon.
He could use them until they could, till he could use them for his insect experiments. But no, he was just talking about genocide of a previously non-existent
we could
race.
Make Honey, I Shrunk the Kids too. At last,
you could.
Rick Moranis, man, one of my favorite actors. He did my very favorite film of all time, Strange Brew, which
I know what about? Never seen it.
It's about, I think it's 85. It came out. I think when I went to the cinema to see it, there was two other people in the cinema.
I love bombed. A solo cinema.
Bob Thomas, who was in Stripes, he was part of that kind of SNL of Canada. He did this whole movie is about two dudes who love beer trying to get free beer. So they got an empty bottle of Elsinore beer and they put a mouse in it and they're just trying to go to the brewery to get free beer. And it's a phenomenal movie. The dog ends up saving the day, drinks the beer, ends up flying and puts on a cape. Bob and Doug McKenzie. So anyway, if you want to look for a really crazy film about how we get on to Strange Brew. Rick Moranis.
Honey, Shrunk the Kids. There was a sequel, which was Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Yes.
Which is where the kid went big.
Yeah.
Which wasn't very good.
No.
He stopped after that, didn't he?
He stopped. I think his wife died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So he just quit.
And he's just raising his kids.
Fair play.
Yeah. I read an interview and he's just like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't need to be an actor.
Made his money.
Yeah, I'm Rick Moranis. So I'm
I was in
fine.
Ghostbusters, damn you.
Yeah. He was brilliant. I'm probably going to be... Jade Adams, who we had on, I'm going to be singing Suddenly Seymour at her night, a musical. If I can get off the island, of course.
Can you sing?
Yeah.
Suddenly Seymour
standing beside me.
Standing beside me.
He don't give me orders. Don't count down to
good.
You can I've got the end bit. I've got the end bit worked down.
That was
out.
Really good, Sam.
Yeah, you know, that's a banger. That is a banger.
Yeah, why
can
not?
Can you learn some other songs?
No.
That's all he's got.
Just this one. Just this one until the Christmas killers.
Three lines of Suddenly Seymour.
No one can fucking Google the rest of the words. I'm the only one who knows the song really, so I'm the authority on it, and I get a bit crazy, start to insist that it's and then make you all learn that, like, so, but it's really impossible to learn. I get really angry when you get it wrong. Like, go on, go do it now. Do it now.
Do what?
What the fuck are you doing? That's wrong. I flounce off into the sea. You have to come and rescue me. This is every day.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have a great time.
You're already creating drama.
We have oh, yeah.
In case we get bored.
Yeah.
This is how you entertain
build
ourselves.
Build a fucking fire and cook a leg. God damn it.
Drop it off, man.
Whose leg?
Your book, Fire Food, is out in April.
April 19th. It's all about cooking... food over fire, charcoal, wood, making fresh charcoal. There's a lost flavor, I think, in cooking right now. And we've been cooking on gas and electricity for over 100 years. But before that, everything was barbecue. And when I say barbecue, I'm not talking about the grill.
Yeah.
The food is called barbecue. That's what we call it in America. Barbecue is food. And if it wasn't for barbecue, we would not have evolved as mankind. Like, you wouldn't be able to run that computer. Because we were spending 4 to 5 hours a day before we discovered fire, chewing, masticating, trying to get the nutrients out of the food, drawing nutrients. Once there was fire, that came down to an hour. And then we got McDonald's and pret-a-manger, and that's down to 20 minutes a day, you know,
chewing. I can do 2 burgers in 10 minutes.
There we go.
It's not an issue.
McDonald's burgers.
I can
do one at a time.
Yeah.
That'd be like a crisp.
Yeah.
There we go. So it's thanks to fire that you can do that.
Oh, yeah.
And you can have an iPhone. Thank you.
I still don't see the iPhone connection.
Because we evolved.
It'd be weird if we had iPhones.
We evolved.
To make iPhones
from cooking barbecue.
Sorry, I thought you were just positing a world where maybe we've all got iPhones, but no one's found fire yet.
No, I'm just trying to tell
you.
So
they're all cold, naked, chewing food.
I was just talking about evolution of mankind. And
mate,
it was
all
down
in here,
fire.
And I want to make or eat that thing with all the meatballs in the sandwich with the cheese on.
There's cheese in the meatballs, and there's cheese on top with a marinara sauce or like a tomato-based sauce. Yeah. On top of
I like to call it marinara sauce.
Thanks, it's very American of you.
That's okay. Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out.
Just trying
with
to make
me.
You feel at home.
Have you been to America?
I have.
And where's your favorite place to go to America?
I love San Francisco.
Great city.
I love San Diego.
Great city.
I love
good fish tacos.
Yeah.
How about you, hippie?
I just got back from Miami.
Oh. And what'd you think?
It's great if you're rich.
Sure.
So it wasn't so good for me.
Oh, yeah. What'd you do?
Crazy expensive, yeah.
Well, we were staying.
Eat at McDonald's?
do you know, I avoided the McDonald's. Went to Havana for a few days as well.
Okay.
That's a town.
I bet.
That's fun, man. But Miami's great. Like, it's just full of rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there years and years ago in 2001. And I remember being on this rooftop bar. And we studied out there. And then someone had taken us down to Miami for a bit. And they were selling those little plastic cups, tiny little plastic, like really, 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 like no texture to them at all. Like if you squeeze them, all the drink goes everywhere. Mm. So it bumps you, you're fucked. And there was vodka tonics, doing not vodka tonics, and it was like they were $10.
Yeah.
I was like, I can have one drink here.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone looked amazing.
Yeah.
And I just felt shit.
Well, where we were staying, actually, we were near a place called Wynwood, which is like the cool bit.
Stevie Wynwood.
Yeah. But in between.
You were in the hipster part of Miami?
Well, we were right on the bay. And then Wynwood's just inshore a bit. And between where we were staying and Wynwood, there was this fish market. We wanted to get some fish. We went and got some beautiful shrimp. We thought we'd run there. And we were running. And we ran.
You don't run anywhere in America.
Well, they don't. But like...
You're English, so you went...
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to walk or run.
Yeah.
You ran?
We ran to this fish market and decided to get an Uber back. Because we ran the wrong way.
Oh.
Yeah. We ate some serious shrimp out there. In fact, we went to this amazing Mexican place, a little taco place, and their hot sauce was the greatest hot sauce I've ever had. And I said to the man, I was going, you got to sell me some. So he made me up a little pot, charged me $11.
$11?
Fuck you! But I've still got it now. Yeah. Cool. It's beautiful. So good.
We could have brought it today and we could have put that on the tortilla chips.
But we're on a desert island.
Yeah, oh, and none of that happened. Tom, you're having one of your fever dreams about Miami again. You haven't just come back from Miami. You haven't got a book coming out. And if you have, you're not
on an island for 10 years, man.
The royalties are going to the kids, Christian. Like, none of this is good anymore.
Sorry.
You've got to stop reminiscing like this. Anyway,
yeah, Christian, you just made me long for the East Coast.
Yeah,
well, the East Coast is over there now because we've got a little island.
Yeah,
you could build your own East Coast. You could have a little New York, a little.
So I can have the East Coast of the island.
Yeah, all right,
it's yours.
Have it, guys.
Thank you so much for doing.
Thanks
the show.
For having me, guys.
Love you, man. Thank you're you, all right. Christian.
I don't care what God your sound you. Technician dude said about you guys. You're all right in my book. Just kidding. Don't hit me.
Thank you, DJ Barbecue. And thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you, as always, to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art, and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.